Nice guys don't always finish last. They can actually come out on top. But to come out on top though, you need to avoid the worst mistakes that nice guys make with women. Women like nice guys, but they also sometimes feel as though they are pretending to be nice to get what they want. So today's video is going to cover the 7 worst mistakes that nice guys make with women. Make sure you like the video and subscribe before we get started so I know that you enjoy the daily content. Stay tuned. A nice guy is an informal term that is commonly used with either literal or sarcastic meanings. As a literal term, a nice guy is a man who is agreeable, gentle, compassionate, sensitive, and vulnerable. When the word is used positively, it relates to a guy who puts the needs of others above himself, looks after other people, and is an all-round, kind, relatable person. The other version of a nice guy is sometimes used sarcastically, especially in the world of dating. This is often a guy who calls himself a nice guy. Hint here, guys. Real nice guys often never mention it. And he also uses his nice guy behaviour to manipulate the other person to get what he wants. And sometimes this relates to a relationship or a sexual relationship. But in this video, we are talking about the first type of nice guy, the gentle, compassionate, sensitive, and vulnerable guy that women really do love. Even genuine nice guys, though, can do and make many mistakes with women, so it's important for you to learn what they are so that you never make the same mistakes. Complimenting the lady a little bit too much. It's great that you are showing interest in a lady and that you are spotting all the great things about her. Complimenting someone selectively and when they are genuine compliments is a really nice thing to do. It's not as effective though when you are constantly complimenting her. Now I know, guys, that I often tell you that a way to get to a lady is like, well, you have to compliment her. And yep, it's true, but the thing is, nice guys tend to love to shower their lady in compliments, but they can do it way too often, and then it seems as though he really doesn't mean what he's saying. He's just kind of saying it so that he can get his way and get what he wants. But a lady hates this because, well, she feels as though she's being used. Of course, you are just trying to be nice, which is so kind of you, but it's actually having the opposite effect. That's why it's important to only compliment a woman when it's genuine and try to compliment her maybe once a day max. If you throw compliments her way, she's going to be overwhelmed and the alarm bells start ringing. So pick one thing to say a day that you love about the lady and compliment her on it that day. Then the next day, pick something else. Begging her to like you. A girl either likes you or she won't, because we are all attracted to different types of people. It's not personal, and you should never think less of yourself if this happens, because it actually does happen to everyone in their lifetime. Something that is super unattractive and a huge mistake that nice guys can make is, begging girls to like them. You see, by begging a girl to like you, you are actually degrading yourself. She simply may not like you, and unfortunately, you need to take this on the chin and just deal with it. You cannot change her mind. By walking away and saying, hey, it's okay that you don't like me, I can take the hint. You are still the nice guy and the bigger man, not the desperate guy that begged a lady to like her. She will remember how you act, so make sure to be the bigger man. Always asking her if she's okay. Girls like being looked over, but they hate being mothered. They like to be strong, independent ladies. Of course, nice guys are caring, and that is amazingly great, but if you keep asking her if she is okay, she will explode. If a girl is looking down or seems hurt, then please do ask her if she's okay. She's going to really appreciate it and will see you as a positive, nice gentleman. If she seems annoyed though, or in her own thoughts, and you keep asking her if she is okay, she will find it very annoying. It makes you seem insecure or really nervous and not like the caring person you really are. So keep asking a girl if she is okay to a minimum, and please only do it when you might really need to. Always apologizing. This is just like the previous tip. When a nice guy always apologizes, it makes him seem nervous and insecure. It also makes him seem high maintenance, and girls always like to be more high maintenance than the guys. And I can say that because, well, I'm a lady, I get to say that. Only ever apologize though, gents, if you have really, really done something wrong. Apologizing all the time for things that are not really a big deal just takes up time and mental energy. Let me provide you with an example. You are going out with your girl and you forget to get her ketchup to go with her chips, and you start saying, "I'm sorry, I'm really sorry." You run back, get the ketchup, only then to go back and apologize a little bit more. You can see how this would actually annoy someone. It's not that much of a big deal and the girl would not mind. She might just get up and go get it herself from the kitchen. If you apologize all the time, it makes your apologies seem insincere, which means it makes it seem like you don't really mean it. So when you actually do something wrong that you should apologize for, the girl will be thinking, "Does he really mean that?" Being worried to share your opinions. Being a nice guy means that you are really polite, which can make it hard for you to share your opinions. You might be worried about saying something wrong or taking the attention away from the other people involved in the conversation. This is understandable, and there is a fine line between dominating the conversation and being part of it. But if you are a nice guy, you will understand this line, so please do not worry. If you don't share your opinions, it makes you seem a little boring, like you do not have much substance or anything to add to a conversation. It's important that you share your opinion, because if you win over the girl and enter into a relationship with her at some point, you will need to tell her your opinions, as this is a natural part of any relationship. What if when you do, you both realize that you are on different pages about things and, well, you don't share any opinions? Well, I think you're gonna know the answer. It's gonna ruin that relationship, and you don't want that. So make sure to speak up and share your opinions. You should not be worried, because everyone is allowed to have their own. Trying to impress her with your knowledge. Nice guys are full of facts. They might be super smart and know lots about psychology, or maybe they know lots about gaming or traveling. Whatever it is, they often like sharing their knowledge with others. Nice guys feel like it's selfish to keep everything that they have learnt to themselves. But if a nice guy overwhelms a lady with that knowledge, it becomes, well, it comes across as very big-headed and like they have a huge ego which they are just trying to show off. Of course, this is not how you mean it to come across, it just happens. So only share some of your knowledge at first and then share a little more along the way. Being too needy. Nice guys can often be needy. They have a lot of love to give, which makes them a great catch for ladies. Nice guys also like to have the same return to them though, which is what actually makes them become a little bit needy. Try to give a lady her independence and trust her. She will always come back to you and will like you even more. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.